Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jesus was cool. Still is. You know why? Faith is cool. Under pressure, we which have believed do enter into rest. More upset you are, more faithless you are. He said, how long is it ago since this happened? He's asking him questions about their history. The boy's writhing around. And he said, well, since he's a child. And he said, and many times he cast him into the fire, into the waters, try to drown him, burn him up, destroy him. If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Verse 23, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. If you read it in some literal renderings, they put a play on the words, if you can. If you can, because that's what he said. If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And if you read it the way they lay it out, as Jesus said, if you can, believe. All things are possible to him that believes. Somebody said out loud with me, believe.
Believe.
Why? All things are possible to him that believes. Say it again, believe.
Believe.
Why? Because all things are possible to him. That includes the things that you thought were impossible or that somebody else told you was impossible. Incurable, unfixable, too late. Too much. Impossible to get that relationship fixed. Well, it may be impossible to some people. But if you believe, it becomes possible. Because with God, nothing is impossible. And he's able to manifest his power in the lives of those who believe him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is it possible?
Yes.
You saying yes already? Is it possible, no matter what the reports have said, no matter what your symptoms are, no matter how long it's been that way, is it possible for you to be pain-free,
yes,
completely pain-free, symptom-free,
yes,
be able to go and do what you want and need to do with no restrictions and no problems? Is that possible?
Yes.
Is it possible?
Yes.
Is it possible for everybody?
Yes.
No. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not possible to doubters. Those who live in fear, those who live in depression and despondency, those who are negative and believe it's impossible. It's not possible for them. But if you believe, God is real and can do anything and is a good God and wants you to have it and has already bought and paid for it, if you believe it, then for you, it becomes reachable, haveable, doable, beable. Is it possible? You hadn't heard the other thing yet. Is it possible to pay off all your debts? I mean everything you owe. Old debts, new debts, little debts, big debts, Sears. Ooh, some of these.
Ooh.
You can pay for a $200 item for 20 years, man. And is it possible to pay off the car?
Yes.
Get a car.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
Pay off a car? Yes. Pay off a house? Yes. Is it possible? Is it possible to have everything paid for?
Yes.
Not owe anybody anything.
Nothing.
Except to love them. Huh? Is it possible and have extra money to give, to do things you need to do, want to do, help other people? Is it possible? Is it possible?
Yes.
Is it possible?
Yes.
Somebody say, it's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible. And the truth is, it can happen a lot quicker than you might think.
Yes.
It can happen just snap, snap, snap. One thing after the other. Glory to God. It's possible. But it's only possible to those that believe. And you would expect at a faith life church to find some believers, and you will. You will. You will. Is that right? Well, people come up in here, well, they find some believing people. They find some people with faith. We are, and we're growing. We're coming up. We're getting stronger. He said to the master, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. This is where millions of Christians are, right there. Praying, pleading to God, hurting, all sincerity, but they believe a lie. They believe it's up to Him. They believe they're waiting on God, and it's up to Him and up to His will, whether it happens or not. This is a religious idea of men that has been developed and preached instead of the truth. And it's been preached for generations now. So the people have grown up hearing it. And if you hear something in church, and your parents believe it, and your grandparents believe it, you're just sure it's the Bible. But it doesn't make it the Bible. We don't receive according to what's right and fair. No, you don't. The world is not fair. If you're going to get upset because something's not fair, you're going to stay upset all the time. The world is not good. Most people are not good. No, they're not. Most folks are yielding to their flesh. Selfish. You're not going to receive according to what you need. You're not going to receive according to what you really want. Just because you need something, are there people all over this planet needing something and not getting it? You're not going to receive something just because you need it or just because you want it. We're not going to receive according to God's perfect will. Just because it's the perfect will of God for us and for our life, that does not mean we're going to automatically receive it. He's not willing that any should perish. Are people perishing? Then it's happening contrary to His will. Why aren't they receiving according to His will? Because that's not how you receive. How many believe the words of Jesus? How did He say they were going to receive? Not according to what's right and fair. Not according to what's good. Not according to what you need. Not according to what you want. Not according to what God wants for you. That makes it available, but it doesn't mean you're going to enjoy it. Not according to what God can do. We don't receive according to God's ability. You got to believe He can do it, yes. Mm-hmm. But you got to go beyond that. What determines how we receive? According to our faith. So the man tried to put this in Jesus' lap and said, if you can do anything, help us. And the Lord turned right around, put it back in his lap and said, what do you mean if you can? Can God do anything about this or not? Certainly. That's not what it's dependent on. If you will believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And he cried out, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And here's a wonderful thing. Did anything happen? Did anything happen? Jesus saw the people running together. He rebuked the foul spirit. He said, you dumb and deaf spirit, I charge you, come out of him, enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, rent him sore, came out of him. He was as one dead. They said, he's dead. And Jesus took him up by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. Free and healed. So here, did the man have faith? Must have. And he had faith even with thoughts of doubt plaguing his mind. Faith will work in your heart with thoughts of doubt in your head. You just can't yield to the thoughts of doubt. You got to cast them down. Just because you had a thought and had a feeling, I don't know if this is going to work or not, that's when you, from the inside of you, go, yes, it has worked. It is working. It will come to pass, right? Amen. And then thoughts will come and feelings will come. That doesn't mean you're out of faith. Just don't yield to it. Don't talk it and think it. Grab it. Throw it down again. I believe. Help my unbelief. And he got results. He got a miracle. Come on, can you see this? Oh, somebody say, I'm a believer. I have faith. And my faith works.
My faith works.
Praise be to God. Glory to God. Let me read some other scriptures here to you. Let's lay a foundation. Look on down in the 51st verse. 10th chapter, I should say. 10. Another instance of an individual blind man came to Jesus. And Mark 10:51, Jesus said, what will you that I should do to you? The blind man said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, what? Verse 52, what did he say? Go your way. Your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Glory be to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.